I'd love to welcome everyone to tonight's Corps Volunteer Training. Corps Volunteer Training is a program created to help our supporters, especially newer volunteers, connect with each other around the larger world and empower you all to achieve your larger goals for climate advocacy. This week's essential topic, as you can see, is boosting your social media game. I'm your host, Brett Cease, CCL's Volunteer Education and Engagement Coordinator, and we really appreciate you joining us tonight and making time to connect with CCL's trainings. Let me introduce our wonderful presenter tonight, though, and let her take the show from here. So, Allison Kabisco is CCL's Marketing and Events Coordinator, and she's also one half of the team that brings you the wonderful events every year for Congressional Education Day, as well as our annual conference in June. And she's also responsible for a lot of the social media feeds that you see in CCL's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram posts occasionally. I guess I'll get into, or she can get into what she does and when in a little bit. But before I pass it off, I just wanted to highlight a couple of quick learning goals. So after tonight's lesson, hopefully three things will happen for each of the people on the line. You'll feel more comfortable getting started, planning, and setting goals in your own social media use. You'll feel more confident in recruiting new members and engaging current members in your own chapters to motivate action on climate. And you'll also be able to attract the attention of elected officials online in ways that you maybe hadn't considered before. So with that, again, the agenda is just having Allison go through us getting started, what to do with your page on Facebook, three goals to keep in mind with content, how to create events and posts, and then opening it up for Q&A and our partner actions. So with that, I'll pass it to you, Allison, and make sure that you are unmuted and sit back and relax and enjoy the show, everyone. Thanks for being here.
Hi, everyone. All right. Well, thank you so much for having me. It's so nice to see so many people interested in social media. So like Brett said, my name is Allison Kabisco, and I work in the marketing and events department. And we do have a pretty good team of folks that work on social media. So if there's something I can't help answer, I'll definitely find the answer for you from our other team members. We have Ashley Hunt Martirano, who with myself, we mostly work on Facebook. And then we also have Steve Valk and Flannery Winchester, who concentrate on Twitter and Instagram. So tonight we're mostly going to focus on Facebook since it is the most used platform. It has 2 billion monthly users. But we also do have an Instagram and Twitter presence. And then we're just building a little bit on our LinkedIn presence. So we won't really cover those or other platforms you may be familiar with, such as Snapchat, Google Plus, or YouTube. So the reason we use Facebook is because it has the most people, but it also has tools that are most useful to our volunteers for their purposes of organizing their chapters. So before we dive into Facebook, I'll just talk a little bit about Twitter and Instagram. But first, we'll just talk a little bit about CCL's values. So no matter what social media platform you're using, we just want to remind everyone of the CCL values to think about when you're posting and using social media, just so you are a face of CCL in a way. So what you do on your personal accounts, that's up to you. But if you are representing CCL, try to keep these things in mind. So we're nonpartisan, we value optimism, relationship building, focus, integrity, and personal power. So a few quick things about Twitter. It has 328 million monthly active users. It's a great place to be part of the dialogue of what's going on. It's very news heavy. A lot of people use Twitter just to get their news. It moves very quickly. And a lot of legislators do use Twitter to make public statements, so it is a good way to catch their attention and to follow what they're doing. But you do have to be careful using Twitter because you need to learn how to be brief in what you're saying since it's a 280 character limit. And then you can also use hashtags to try and trend your topic that you're talking about. We can talk a little bit about Instagram. So Instagram focuses on pictures. It's really image heavy and it's very popular with people, millennials, so people around 35 years old or younger. And like Twitter, Instagram also uses hashtags heavily to try and tell the story to go along with the image. And what's great about Instagram is that you can also tie it into Facebook and Twitter. So you can kind of use Instagram as like an all-in-one kind of thing. So you can see a little bit of a screenshot from our Citizens Climate page. So here's an example of a post where it has an image and a little bit of a caption. You can tag people or another organization if you wish. And then you can notice that there's a ton of hashtags that kind of help tell the story of the photo and can, again, help trend whatever topic you're talking about. So we're going to jump into Facebook now. So when you're using Facebook, there's a few different levels of what you can do on Facebook. So there's the profile, there's a page, and there's a group. So I'll talk a little bit about each, the differences and kind of what you would use it for. So the first one will be your profile. So this is what you would need to get started in order to do anything on Facebook. So this is your personal profile. We're not going to go into exactly how to make one today, but there are plenty of easy resources to find online, or even the Facebook Help Center is great to help you set up a basic profile. So this would have your name, your photo. You can put whatever information you like, if you want to put your birthday, the town you live in, where you work, where you went to school. Because that would kind of help connect you to other people. You know, if you're all you went to Stony Brook University, you can try and find other people that went to your same school. The next thing would be a group. So this is a special interest group for, you know, a small group of people to talk about a certain communication. So groups can be closed or public. You can create your own group if you like. You can ask to join a group. So here's an example of the CCL Social Media Action Team, which is a closed group on Facebook. So if you're interested in this group, you could search for it and then ask to join the group. And it's just a small group of volunteers that talk about social media together. So this could kind of help you, Francis, if you are, you know, you have specific questions about things you're posting or you're looking for things to post from National's page. A lot of people talk about that here in this action team. So then the next way to use Facebook, which is what CCL National and what most of our chapters do, is that they have a page. So this is something that would be managed by a business or an organization, such as CCL or the CCL chapter. So you can create this for your chapter. Some regions have a page, or even states have a CCL state level page. So you would need a profile first, and then you'd be able to create a page for your chapter. So this is something you could take on if you're interested, or a lot of groups have like a social media committee where they have a few people that are managing their chapter's Facebook page. So it's just not on one person, especially when it comes to answering people's comments or the inbox. You know, it's nice to have a little team of people to help each other out. This is also a great thing for maybe a younger volunteer to take on if they're more comfortable doing tech savvy kind of things, or maybe a volunteer that hasn't been that active but wants to do something on their own time. Maybe they can't make it to meetings, but they really enjoy doing social media. So that could be something that they take on to contribute to the chapter. So you have your profile set up and you're doing your own personal thing on Facebook. Then you have your page all set up and you have a little team in your chapter to help run the page. Now, what are you going to do? You need to find some people that are actually following your page so that they can see the content you're providing, and then also get them engaged somehow. The whole purpose of social media is to have people, you know, engage and have conversations and, you know, dig deeper. And then for us in CCL, ultimately, we want them to be a volunteer. Maybe we want them to make a donation. Maybe we want them to come to one of our conferences. So when you're running a social media, you just want to think of, you know, what is the purpose here? What are my goals as a chapter or as myself? What do I want to get out of this social media page? So you need to have some followers that, you know, you're trying to speak to. So when you have your page, you'll see under your cover photo, there's a little square with dots in it. and it will be an option to invite friends. A box will pop up that will just have your friends available to invite. So you can invite all your friends, maybe just the people that live around you, whoever you like. And then you'll also want other people in your chapter to do the same thing, because everyone has their own list of friends and people in the community that they should invite to like this page. And that could be a really easy thing that you can do just at a chapter meeting for 5 minutes. So now you have your page, you have your followers, and now what are you going to show them? You have all your followers. What are you going to, you know, make them do or let them see? So here are some categories or buckets that we have our content categorized in, I guess. So value, shared, and promotional. So we've kind of played around with how much of each bucket of content we use on social media. So as I think Frances noted it before, we do have a lot of value type of content. So those are things like news and announcements. So we do share a lot of articles from news outlets. We share announcements about people joining the Climate Solutions Caucus, and those have really sparked engagement on our page because our followers are mostly our volunteers that are trying to follow this news. But other kinds of content that we also use are shared. So this means anything that's coming from another organization or another chapter. So we'll show examples in a couple slides, but this would be something like if we're sharing something from Years of Living Dangerously, like they give us videos to post every few weeks. So it's helpful to us because it's really good content for our followers, but it's also helping us build a relationship with another organization. So as a chapter page, you can use a lot of shared content from just the CCL National page. And then the last type of content we use is promotional, which would be, you know, that kind of speaks for itself, promoting any events that you're holding, maybe a donation drive, or like Brett, sometimes we promote the webinars on our national page. So here are just a couple of screenshots of examples. So here is one of value where we're showing a news article here about Jesse Diggins winning gold in the Olympics, or another announcement of Climate Solutions Caucus members joining. Here's an example of something that's being shared from another organization. So this was a video from Years of Living Dangerously. And what's really great is that videos perform really well on Facebook more than a picture or just a text post would. So we really try and use videos as much as we can. And then here's an example of a promotional post. So here we're promoting people to RSVP for the informational session that we hold every Wednesday night. But other promotional ideas could be for regional conferences, your monthly meeting, maybe you're having a film screening in your area, maybe there's a tabling event you're participating in. So any of those events where, you know, you're going to be out in the community and other people have a chance to see you, that's a great chance to promote yourself. So if you're creating an event, like I said, events are really great for the community to learn what you're doing and, you know, get more familiar with CCL. So you can create an event that will include the title, the date, where it is. If you're co-hosting it with another organization, you can include them on the event too. So that way they can invite their community to this event. Be sure to include a picture of some kind so people, you know, it grabs their attention while they're scrolling through. And like I said before, when you have a page, you want to invite your friends. You want to do the same thing for an event as well. So once your event is set, there is a little button that says share. And then when that drops down, it will have invite friends as a choice. And then a box will pop up with all of your friends. So you can invite your friends. You could create a little subgroup of friends that you know would really be interested in this event and invite them. And when you invite people, you want to ask them to RSVP as interested, even if they're not going, because that will help the event show up more in Facebook's algorithms. So then it will get in front of more people. So if they are going, they should RSVP as going, but if they're not, then they should still click interested. So you should invite your friends, and then other people in your chapter should invite their friends too. And one more thing about events that's really great is it's another way to engage people in all stages of the event, before, during, and after. So before the event, you can post within the event itself to kind of hype people up. You can announce, you know, speakers that are coming to your film panel discussion, or maybe you are, I don't know, that's always my example. When you announce speakers, like for the conference, we always post when we have like a keynote speaker announced, or a new breakout session that we've confirmed. We like to get people excited about what's coming up for the event leading up to it. And then during the event, you can ask people to post pictures while they're there. They could post it in the event. And then once the event is over, you can follow up with people, ask them how they enjoy themselves. Maybe if you want to accept feedback, ask them for any feedback. So that was events. So now I just have a couple more slides of some other tips for when you're creating posts for your chapter page. So here are just some more ideas about what you want people to do when they are looking at your page. So if you want them to do something specific, ask. If you want them to call their member of Congress, you want them to write a letter to the editor in response to a certain article, you can just go ahead and ask people to do something. If you just want them to read something, then just say, you know, read this and share it with your friends, watch this video, share it with your friends. You can express thanks to members of Congress if there's, you know, something in the news about them that you want to appreciate. You can promote and praise volunteers. Maybe there was someone in your chapter that was published for a letter to the editor or op-ed. That's a great way to share it with your community and followers. So just use specific calls to action for people and just make it easy for them. And also just be careful, depending on what you're asking people to do, that, you know, they're going to respond and you'll have to respond back. So if you're asking people, you know, what do you think about this article? And they start answering, you should be prepared to respond back to them. Because again, it should be a conversation. I touched on this before. So different types of posts will perform better on Facebook than others. So videos perform the best, then photos, and then just a text only post. So videos will capture people's attention. The first 3 seconds are the most important. So if you are creating your own video or posting another video, you know, try to stick to ones that don't have so much introduction in the beginning, or, you know, pop the logo up in the front. It's wasting a lot of time and you're losing people's attention. Facebook Live is another way that you can use videos. So back to my film screening example, you know, maybe you're doing introductions of your panelists after a film screening. That's a cool way to use Facebook Live, so people that are on, you know, following your page can still kind of be part of the event, even if they're not there. So that's a great thing to use during your events, maybe during your meetings, or if you're participating in a march or a tabling event. So after videos, photos perform best after that. So photos that are just overall positive, maybe they feature animals or nature, and of people, and usually like close-up photos where you can see people's expressions. Something funny about photos, you know, usually for climate change, you always see the polar bears on the melting ice cap, and marketing people are always saying, no, like that doesn't perform well. Like everyone's sick of seeing the climate disasters. But anytime we post something like that, it always performs so well. So CCL followers are one of a kind. So you never know what will work and what won't. So don't be afraid to experiment with things. You know, you can try one type of picture and it doesn't do well, and then try something else the next week. It has to do with the type of post, the time of day, So there is a lot of learning to do when you're just getting into social media. So don't feel like you're doing something wrong if you're not, you know, getting a lot of engagement. There's a lot of learning to do. And speaking of different times of day, so Facebook, you can schedule posts. So you don't have to have someone sitting on Facebook 24 hours a day looking up articles and trying to post them. You know, someone could be looking through the news on one Saturday, Sunday morning, and they sit down and schedule out all these articles for the coming week. And that's also another reason to have maybe a couple people on your team so that a few people are doing that. And then you would also have more time to respond to people that are commenting on your posts. So you're not spending so much time creating stuff, you're spending more time interacting with people. So we've talked mostly about using Facebook kind of as a chapter, but then you can also use Facebook as a, you know, a day-to-day person. So a lot of people don't know about this town hall function that Facebook has. And what we've learned from working with the Congressional Management Foundation is that members of Congress offices are paying more and more attention to social media, and they're considering it a way to interact with their constituents, just like phone calls or letters or meetings. So this is just another outlet of interacting with your member of Congress. So Facebook has this awesome town hall feature, which you would find on the main menu on the left-hand side when you're on Facebook. So it has a little, you know, looks like a little government building icon next to it. And when you go to that, you'd be able to enter your address. So we'll pull up all of your elected officials that are on Facebook. And from there, you can follow them, you can contact them. And then Town Hall will also put a little badge next to your name, as you'll see in the picture. So when you do comment on any of your legislators' pages, that badge will show up and they know that you are a constituent because you've entered your address in and they know you're a constituent and they're going to pay more attention to what your comment is. So if you've liked your legislators' pages, most of their content should be showing up on your newsfeed, and the more that you're interacting with it, you know, liking it, commenting on it, it will show up more and more because you're telling Facebook that that's the kind of information you want to see on your newsfeed. So if it's not showing up on your newsfeed, maybe go and check the pages and, you know, try and find things to interact with.
Good question connected to that, Allison. Do you know what the best times, this is just from the chat window, are today for during the day to post? Is there kind of a certain frequency bump, you know, at the beginning of the workday or in the lunchtime slump?
Yeah, we've tried to do it more around mealtimes, definitely around lunchtime, and then kind of the later dinner hour into the evening. It's tough too because there's different time zones. So for CCL National, we kind of have to think of, you know, when it's dinner here on the East Coast, people are still at work on the West Coast. So we try and scatter our posts, but if you're in a, you know, a specific area, I think trying meal times, see how that works, would probably be a good idea. And weekends are not as good to post because people are busy doing other things, hopefully. So like I said, liking and commenting on any of the posts from your legislators is a good idea, but you want to do so in a short time period. So if they posted something, you should respond within that day because they usually post a lot. So by the next day, they're already onto the next thing and they're not really checking the comments on their older posts. So if you do want to get their attention, try and post on or try and comment on their post right away. And of course, use CCL's values and always be respectful and appreciative and do not use foul language or threats because, you know, that won't look good. So the last thing I will mention again is the Social Media Action Team, which is a closed group that you're all welcome to if you want to dig in a little deeper into social media. So this is organized on Facebook, but they do talk about Instagram and Twitter too. So Ashley and Flannery run this group, and it's just a group of volunteers that work together to, you know, work through problems they have or questions or good ideas for posts that have worked for them. And this is also a place where Ashley and Flannery will put in action alerts. So if there's something we do want you to post about, you would be able to find that here. An example would be if we had a pair join the Climate Solutions Caucus, we'd like that post to be shared so that more and more people can thank that pair. Or if we've shared a certain video, like there will probably be an action alert for the new conference video that we just had. So just easy things that we know a lot of our strong social media users can easily do. So this group is made up of a lot of our really strong social media people, but then also people that are just getting started. So it's a nice balance for, you know, people to help each other. So the first thing we'd like you to do is to like the CCL National pages on any platform that you are using. So for Facebook, it's facebook.com/citizensclimatelobby. So if you can like us and maybe invite five of your friends. And then on Instagram and Twitter, we're at Citizens Climate. And then we'd also like you guys to play around and try and find your members of Congress on Facebook. So you can play around with the town hall feature. On Twitter, you can tweet thanks to your members of Congress for something that they did, or maybe ask if they're interested in the Climate Solutions Caucus. And Instagram, you can find a photo of theirs and comment on it. And then we'd also want you to think about events a little bit more. So you can go to CCL National's page and click that you're interested in Congressional Education Day, or maybe you are going, which I hope you are. And then think about how you can use Facebook events in your own chapter.
Excellent. And if you have any questions, here's Allison and I's contact information. We'd love to have any of your thoughts, reflections, feedback, you name it. I'll just put that in the chat window as well. But feel free to reach out, and we'd love to engage further after tonight. And at this point, I just wanted to close by saying thank you. Thank you for giving time tonight to jump in. I know all of you have very busy lives that you could be doing a lot of other different activities with, and choosing to engage with CCL's advocacy means a lot, and it also makes a difference. We value your engagement. We hope that you found tonight's webinar useful, and we look forward to seeing you back. Thank you, everyone.